absolutely everything that you need. Why? Because the assignment in itself will lead you into adding to your faith what you need. Isn't that just something? Well, turn it off, turn it back on. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us from around the world, wherever you may be. And, of course, we know and we can see that 42 nations of the world are streaming with us from time to time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being with us. I'll remind you again this evening, as I've been saying every day, if you have a command on your native language and you would like to see what we have translated into your native language for people to hear and grow and develop in, I would be glad to help you know how to translate it and how to make this happen. So if you get, shoot me a text, an email, all of the information you need is right in the notes, the website, my email address, even my mailing address is there. And you send me a, you send me a letter, you send me an email, and I'll be back with you. And let's get this translated into your native language so that your family and friends can be blessed by this message of faith that God has given to us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, here we go. Let's begin with our opening prayer like we do every day. All right, let's try it again. Got to hit this hill twice before we get through it all the way. That's all right. I'm a four-wheeler from way back. And if you don't hit it the first time and get it, then go there again. If you would, rise together with us. Let's make our pledge of allegiance to this great nation under God. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid that last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body from all of the different theaters of war. Moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen and wounded who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. And as always is the case, every time a moment of silence happens, it is altogether fitting and proper. Just stand in silence. Place your hand over your heart, bow your head, and give honor to those who paid such a dear price for our freedom. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, in honor of all of the lives lost on this day, the playing of Taps.
And now we will pray our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. And now, the pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. On this day, once again, we ask you, Father, bring revival in the legislative branch. Bring revival in the judicial branch. Bring revival to the executive branch of the United States of America. Regardless of the effects, regardless of the hatred, regardless of the wicked intentions of wicked organizations from around the world who are not what we stand for, we declare, God bless America. May God bless America today. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, our great patriot prayer of dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. As Jesus instructs us, we agree together for the victory. Matthew 18:18-20. Jesus says, assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them in a mighty force. And now, thank God for the men and women who fought against communism. And from the 4,000 deaths that happened on D-Day, their blood cries out from the ground. And it joins with us today as we speak the word of God against the isms. Join with me today. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our righteousness, exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Let's say it again. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Want to say it with me? I am an anointed, we the people. Just let that thought sink in for a minute. We are God's anointed on this earth as a we the people in the United States of America, holding the line. But we're not just holding the line of freedom and the American flag. We're holding the line of righteousness. Speak this boldly. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles or our rifles. You may think that we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. Don't you just love the word of Almighty God? Prayer ending secular humanism's rebellion against God and his divine attributes. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, which is high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, every might, every dominion, in the name above of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind the effects of the demonic actions of humanism that have dared to try to take root in our nation. We declare the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority. We have repented of our sins. We are seeking your face. We have risen up, and we are prophesying and proclaiming boldly the word of God against this rebellion. All right, work. In Jesus' name, we boldly declare we will not allow the lies and deception to function hidden from the light of your word any longer. We ask you for a transformative change to come into our nation and the ecclesia, the body of Christ. Give us educational leaders who will work diligently from within to change it and to work alongside of the parents in the training of their children. Give us leaders in government who will promote godly change, uproot, dismantle, and silence those governmental leaders who have willingly accepted this demonic, humanistic agenda. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those in the media that dare to promote the godless curse of humanism. We bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism, declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, the humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. Somebody shout hallelujah. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers will say like the disciples, Master, that tree we cursed is dead. With your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda. The voices of the ecclesia will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist abomination. We are the righteous, and we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that is in us. We raise our voices louder than the government. We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven, and their voice is only heard by man on earth. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petition that we ask. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. I want to read that paragraph out loud boldly. Remember, we're speaking it as a prayer. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this wickedness. We declare deliverance and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe that all across this land, a powerful demonstration of your ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it. We declare it. We prophesy it. Don't look away. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And now our prayer for the homeschoolers around this nation in Jesus' mighty name. Father, give strength, power, and understanding to those families who have rejected the indoctrination of the public school system and have embraced homeschooling. We bind all evil forces to try to force them back into the humanistic, indoctrinated public school system. In Jesus' mighty name, we tear down the veil of misinformation and confusion to expose the wickedness. We bind it and render it powerless in our school systems. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen and amen. And now, let's pray our prayers of commitment. Now, I know some of you be like, Pastor, we're saying a whole lot of prayers there. You're not becoming like Catholic or something, are you? No. No. The power of life and death is in our tongue. It's in my tongue and your tongue. And it is only what we speak out loud boldly that changes this atmosphere. Thank God our fathers and mothers and grandfathers fought on the shores of Normandy and all across Europe and Africa and Japan and the islands. Thank God they fought that. But this is the proof of your patriotism and mine. On this night, just like we have now for 2 years, we are here again fighting the isms like we have been since we started this program. We are standing boldly in faith as mighty men and women of God And you and I have been fighting as diligently and forcefully as our fathers did. They killed people. But the problem with them is as soon as somebody killed them, their battle's done. Our enemy can't defeat you and me. We are undeniable. We are indefeatable. Undefeatable. They cannot overcome this because what our weapon is the word of Almighty God and the name of Jesus on our lips, and that is the most powerful weapon there is. There's a lot of Americans who will stop today and say, well, thank God for our four founding fathers, but they won't fight any battle today and make any aggression against this enemy. And I thank you that you and I have that aggression every time we get here. Here we go. Let's speak it. As we minister to the saints around the world, according to God's holy living word, God sees our determination to change our world. God will never be unjust and forget our work and labor of love that we have given and have, wait a minute, which we have shown toward his name in that we have ministered to the saints here and around the world and that we do minister, Hebrews says. My life is a seed. I am sowing now to bless others. Luke 6, 38. I give, and I know that what I give, my time, my talent, and treasure, will be given back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it will be put into my life. For with the same measure that I use to sow it, it will be measured back to me in the same measure. We fulfill the Great Commission today. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And I am telling you, I am with you always, all the way to the end of the age. Amen and amen. And now, God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. I ask you, there in your home, very specifically, speak these names of these nations out loud. Because we're going to speak them before our God so that they have the ability to receive this freedom that our God wants to give them. The United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Russia, China, New Guinea, and all the nations of the world. We stand together in agreement with you. All the believers are one and the same in God our Father. Speak it boldly. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life. And Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Say that last line again. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's just kind of funny right there. Thank you, Father. I receive it. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, the cunning craftiness of deceitful mind. Father, expose their wicked, deceitful plotting. Expose it. And we interrupt every meeting that is going on right now across America and their wicked, deceitful plotting. We interrupt it with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Angels interrupt it. Interrupt the internet. Interrupt the microphone. Interrupt the meeting place. And bring the fear of the Lord upon everyone who is there in that meeting. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Say it out loud. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over our sister Felicia that this attack on her physical body that is manifested in physical symptoms, we bind you, foul spirit, that is trying to slow down and destroy our sister's life. And we declare that she is free, and free indeed, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more headaches. We release the band, the bond, the grip. We release it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that by the hand of Almighty God and by the power of Almighty God, that this power is broken, never to return. We bind your effect on this community of faith. If you will, say it with me at home. No more spirit of infirmity. Your power is broken, spirit of infirmity. And you must release your grip now on our spirit, on our soul, and on our body. I bind confusion in the mind and in the spirit. I bind confusion in the ability to think about your life, your bills, your house, everything you need. I loose now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the ability to go above and beyond all of the battle of this day. And the victory be yours right now in the name of Jesus. I declare bills be in the right category where you belong. You do not have authority over us finances. Lack, we break your power now in the name of Jesus. Debt, Jesus paid every debt that we have ever had and was ever against us. It has been paid in full by the blood of Jesus and the handwriting of ordinances that were against us have been destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that right now you said over all of us that we would be the head and not the tail. We would be above only and not beneath. That we would be the lender and not the borrower, and that there is no ability of our enemy to overpower us because of the mighty name of Jesus and the power of Almighty God living on the inside of us. I declare no weapon formed against you can prosper. Not a spoken one, not a written one, not a vexed one from some demonic force, by the blood of Jesus. Everybody say it in your life. I put the blood of Jesus on my whole life and family. I put the blood of Jesus on my whole life and family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare no more in my family, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. You know, when you think about it, and it's important to think about it, when you think about it, we have got to continually look at ourselves as though we are an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus, because we are. And then when you see it that way, you and I must continually, every single day, we must attack this enemy that tries to bring us back down to this earth and function on this earth in a way that's not who we are and not who God made us. God is the one who made us an heir and a joint heir with him. God's the one that made us that. And when you and I see that picture, that causes us to take a whole different effect in our battle that we fight every day. Now, it is not my message tonight, but I'm going to tell you, the more I thought about D-Day today, it just really hit me. You know what? There's a lot of people around the United States of America today that will do nothing more than just pause for 10 seconds, watch a quick video, or make a post on Facebook. And that's not wrong. That's good. But they have no more attack than a post on Facebook. But you and I, we not only are appreciative of our World War I and World War II veterans, Korea, Vietnam, we're not only appreciative of them, but we are also in the fight right now. Say it with me, I'm in the fight. I am in the fight right now. And tonight, you look at what we just did. We just spent about 40 minutes fighting and having an aggressive attack against our enemy in this nation. That's why I say to you regularly, there's a lot of churches and ministries that never come to the revelation that you and I have abundantly in our midst right here. There's a lot of churches that never have the opportunity to reach 41 nations of the world. We're reaching them. The number goes up. It doesn't go down. And so you and I got to look at this and say, wait a minute. Since God thinks that much of us, we got to keep ourselves in the position of not only am I bold in God, but I'm conquering. I'm growing. I'm developing. I'm taking more ground. Sir, yes, sir, give me a command, and we are going in, and we are going up, and we're taking the next piece of land that is ours to take. Now, you know, seeing that about Felicia having that headache, I'm going to tell you right now, guys, this is a battle, and I'm going to say it again. Let me say it differently. I'm going to say this till Jesus comes. All right. There is much of the battle that you and I are fighting today that is spiritual, and it's manifesting into the physical. I was in a conversation today with someone that has been fighting the spirit of religion and being free from it. And that spirit of religion, every time it actually got to the truth, was making them actually feel like they were vomiting. Now watch this. What are you saying, Pastor? The spirit of religion will do anything to keep you bound down in a religious action that doesn't attack with the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. So if what he can do is give you a physical symptom that stops you, what he's doing is manifesting a spiritual battle that you're fighting and winning with the word of God, and he's coming at you with a physical condition because of your spiritual attack, saying, oh no, you got this, and then you back off of that attack. And you and I, we can't back off. Amen, Kathy. That's a great testimony today. A clean mammogram. Thank you, Jesus. And I declare it'll be clean every time you ever have one. And may you never have to have another one in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside, the same Spirit that anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power that caused him to go about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because you, God, were with him. We thank you that that same Spirit lives on the inside of us right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want you to look at something. Ephesians chapter 6. This is not This is portion of my message tonight. Adding to your faith. All right? Now, adding to your faith tonight, we have the ability. Wait, let me get the full title, and I'll say it right here. Because I wasn't able to get this one shrunk down into about four words. Adding to your faith, hearing the voice of God through the fivefold ministry for yourself. Adding to your faith the ability to hear the voice of God through the fivefold ministry for yourself. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen, Rebecca. We are the warriors. We are not going to stop being warriors. I've been praying. I pray every day, God, help us take this battle that we have right here inside this room, out there into that world, and radically change people's lives publicly. I'm asking for it. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting God to open the door. I can be standing behind a pulpit with live people in front of us and have all y'all with us and doing this same work in that same manner in Jesus' mighty name. Ephesians 6:10. And we're going to go down, and you can just 10 through 20. Anytime we come to these verses, that's the reference point. Ephesians 6:10 through 20. Blue 42, 6, 20. Woo! Go along. Look at Paul. Finally, my brethren. What's that mean? Having said everything I've said up to this point. Ephesians 1:1 through Ephesians 6:9. And now, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It is not that person who is standing in front of you that you're wrestling with, unless, of course, you're looking in the mirror. And yes, when you look in the mirror, you are wrestling with that person. Why? Because that's the mind you got to renew. That's the person you got to get in order, in line with the things of God. You. Amen. Good preaching, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 12. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. Not even the Democrats and the Republicans. Not the conservatives and the liberals. Preacher, we're good now, preacher. Not even with the Baptists and the Catholics fighting each other. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But how do we wrestle? With principalities and powers. Well, Pastor, how in the world am I going to beat them? Because Jesus already has. And somebody tell me where Jesus is living today.
He's living in us.
He lives in me. Amen, Roger. Don't worry. I was waiting. I asked for it. You asked for it. You got it.
I was going to say that, but I wasn't completely sure.
He lives in us.
That's what I thought. Good.
He lives in us. That's, Jesus is living in us. So this literally, when you look at it, we don't wrestle with blood. But we are wrestling with a defeated principality and power because Jesus has the name that's high above every name. High above every name. High above every principality. High above every power, every might, and every dominion. And since he lives in you and me, We are the force on this earth that is continually driving back the force of evil in this world. That's why if you and I were to stop, you ain't never going to see me quit. I don't quit. If you and I were ever to stop pushing this wall, then what we would see is that this enemy begins to, that's why right now today, that the powers of communism, socialism, secular humanism is so strong in the day that we live right now. Why? Because the church quit tithing. The devourers rebuked. The church quit going to church. Guess what? If you're not in the presence of God, you won't be careful. They quit reading their Bible. They quit praying. Well, every time we back off of something God gave us to do, it allows our enemy to come and do more work and have more way. And it doesn't matter whether or not you or I want him to. When our brothers and sisters are dropping the line, my Lord Jesus, help us. It's like today, somebody was sending me, I saw a couple things about this being Pride Month in around the nation. And that's messed up. That is messed up. It's an abomination. And we don't hate the people, but we hate the process that actually allows that process to go on. And I don't know, something somewhere, I saw an article about one of the Pride events, and it literally said in the article that the Pride event in their community started in the basement of a church.
Now that's messed up.
If that doesn't make, if that doesn't just make you absolute angry and fill your heart with, are you kidding me? And it literally said that this event started in the basement of a church and was there for 2 or 3 years till they got enough boldness to take it out on the street in a church. Well, I don't know if you remember the story from the Old Testament, but God said, write Ichabod above the door. What does that mean? The glory has departed. But that's what our enemy has done, has shamed people in the church to say, well, we got to love everybody. Well, you do have to love everybody. You don't have to love that abomination, no. And watch this. This year, since they're calling this the Pride Month, this year is the month of the rainbow of God. Never again will he destroy man by a flood, but I got a word for you. He is definitely pouring out his wrath on the sons of disobedience. That's right out of Romans chapter 1. In the New Testament, Jesus the Christ, God Almighty, speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit to Paul as he's writing, inspiring him to write that down. The wrath of God is being poured out on the sons of disobedience. Why? Because not only did they refuse to admit that he is God by nature, but they began to suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And that is what is so wicked and vile about it. It's not only, it doesn't matter. If you don't want to walk with God, it's not my place to make you. I'm not in control of another person, and neither are you. It's my place to say, man, you're not going to like that life you're walking. But I'm not on your case. I'm not going to chase you down. And here's the thing. When I saw that today, I'm just like, my goodness sakes alive, how wicked and how perverse is it that the church was getting behind this? And that, which we saw there coming out of Chicago about, I don't know, 2 months ago or whatever it was, where the Bible says, don't even talk about it, so I'm done. This is what we know. Evil is in this day. I'm in Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this day, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That's why the Holy Spirit had me very specifically write that prayer against the isms and against the secular humanism. And then as soon as we saw it, here comes Cece Sheets. She wrote one just like it. And then Dutch Sheets' brother wrote another one just like it. And we all of them put them together, and we've got a daily battle that we fight, and we win, and we gain authority in the realm of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let me say something. If tonight you've happened on this program, and you hear me talking about this, and you happen to be a homosexual, or even a wicked heterosexual, I'm not against you. I really am not. I want to help you. However, I know the Bible well enough to know that when you commit those sins, you're sinning against your own body. You read the book of Proverbs, and there's some severe statements that have come against that you got to get free from that. But see, it's not just homosexuals. It's perverse heterosexual. It's sexual perversion. You've got to get free from sexual perversion. You see that at a bar in Texas and wanted the families to bring their children. Yeah. 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 Well, that's what they're doing. They're taking this into the church and they're making it a form of dance. It's perverse. It's twisted. Now, I want you to hold your place in Ephesians chapter 6 and go with me to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, we were here just the other day, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to read it again just because of where we are. Because I want you to see something. Somebody make sure you put these verses in, because none of these verses are in my notes, even though they are what the program is. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and then Luke chapter 21, verses 7 through 19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I receive it. Watch this. So they asked Jesus, saying, "Teacher, when all these things be, what will be the sign of your coming?" And he said, "Take heed that you be not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them." They are literally, well, it was the first week of the pandemic. Somebody sent me a video of a stripper on a pole in a kindergarten class teaching the children how to be on a pole. That's how perverse these people are. You say, you're not going to that public school system anymore. I salute you. I honor you. And I say, job well done. Treat and train your kids like you need them to be trained. Because once you drop them off, what happens in that building happens until the body of Christ that stands up and says, "Oh, no, you don't. Not in our building, not in front of my children." Let's keep reading. Verse 10, he said, "Nation will rise against nation." Now, you and I are safe from a bunch of that. But we can see the nation of communism and socialism trying to rise against the nation of freedom right here in our nation. I don't know if you've seen the news reports on it, but 15,000 more illegals are coming for the border. What's your statement to that, Pastor? In the name of Jesus, when you cross the border, you become God-loving, Jesus-loving, America-loving patriots, and you shank that other party in the mighty name of Jesus. 11, there'll be great earthquakes in various places, famines, pestilence, fearful sights, and great signs in heaven. We haven't heard that, seen the great signs in heaven in a while. But back in 2012, there was many places where the trumpets of God were heard out loud in the street. People went right out there and recorded it. If you want an interesting study sometime, go to YouTube and search Trumpets of God. And they're in Calgary, Canada, and in Kentucky, and in Great Britain. And you can literally hear the trumpets of God. There's nothing else that could make that noise. There's nothing else that could make that kind of noise that would be heard over the whole city at the same volume. And it was the trumpets of God. Verse 12. Before all these things, they will lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. It'll turn out for an occasion for testimony. Settle in your heart not to meditate before on what you will answer. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict. Look at verse 16. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives, and friends. And they, your parents, relatives, brothers, and friends, will put some of you to death. Now, guys, I don't know if you can see this or not, but that is a great struggle that is happening in this world right now, and there is no way that struggle doesn't have an effect on our lives. Have you been at the pump lately and paid $4.50 for a gallon of gas? Oh, my Lord. Brother Dan, I can't imagine what Brother Dan's paying for his semi. $5.75. I heard Brother Jesse saying the other day that fuel in California was $7 a gallon. Well, how in the world do you do that without raising the price of everything else? You don't. And it's a forced inflation because we don't have to pay that much for fuel. All they got to do is turn it on. Over here, about 3 miles from where I live, there's a huge spigot with about 15 big tanks that are connected to a pipeline that'll pipe it anywhere in the nation to any place, and they can you can have your gas back down at $1.95 or $2, whatever it was, because we got the ability to make more oil here than we'll ever use up in 100 years. Yeah, they talk about having their clean energy, right? Well, China's not worried about clean energy, and neither is India, and neither is Africa. No, they're not. And isn't it something that it's no big deal that they don't, but it's a big deal that we have to? See, that's just the wickedness of it. Oh, Jesus, help me get off of all that and keep going. I'm now in Mark chapter 13, and let's go to verse number 10 through 13. Mark 13, 10 through 13. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the nations. And you and I here at the Community of Faith are doing everything in our power to make that happen. When they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you'll speak. Whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit that's living in you. Well, how in the world are you going to know how to speak if you haven't learned how to speak in the realm of the Spirit with the Holy Spirit before this happens? You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit and get your heavenly prayer language so that in that hour you can speak exactly. And even if you need to just speak in tongues and make all our eyes just braze, keep it up. Verse 12. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Now, well, isn't that something? Just give me my verse. Matthew chapter 25. Now, Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to verses 1 through 13. Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Now, don't worry. I am encouraging you with everything that I'm saying right now. And you might say, Pastor, this doesn't feel like too much encouragement. Well, I know, but I got to tell you what the Bible says so that you're functioning in the right process on a daily basis. Wow. Oh, James Company cuts off at $1,000, and that isn't even 200 gallons. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to do the math this quick. If Brother Dan's here, he could tell you exactly, but a driver, a semi-driver, drives about 700 miles a day. And he gets about 5 miles to the gallon to drive, and some 4. But let's let him get really good gas mileage. Let's say he got 7 miles to the gallon. He would still burn 100 gallons of fuel in a day. And at five, whatever that was, she said, you're going to be only putting in, it's going to cost you 2/3 of what you make. They're doing it on purpose to shut down the economy and make us dependent on a one world government. And we don't even have to. I don't know Louisiana where Phyllis lives, or Mississippi, or Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Arizona. I do know about North Dakota. In North Dakota right now, we have 23 rigs that are drilling right now, 23 oil rigs drilling right now, standing right now, actively drilling a well. That's not Alaska. That's not offshore. That's not any of those other states that I'm talking about. We don't have to have this. So I encourage you, go to war in the realm of the spirit against these wicked politicians that's doing this on purpose to destroy. May their hands be held still and their mouths be unable to speak, all of them. May their eyes not be able to see because of the willing blindness that they're using on this great nation right now in Jesus' name. There's a whole lot of people say, oh, Pastor, quit worrying about it. Everything's going to be all right. It was all right before. And what made it all right before? Somebody stood against the wickedness. If somebody doesn't fight against the wickedness, all that evil needs to prosper is for good men to do nothing. I'm now down here in Matthew chapter, where did I tell you? Matthew chapter 23?
25.
25, thank you. It's on the wrong page. The wind must have blown in here. This is the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Now watch this. Kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom. This is a serious story. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Want to say it with me? They were all virgins. They were all virgins. Verse 3. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. 4. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. I want you to see these verses. I want you to see this. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. This is red letter. Jesus is talking to you right now. Watch this. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went in. Circle it. Those who are ready go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Door was shut. Verse 11. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, look at what they're saying. Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. And then look what Jesus said. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Now, that's like Rebecca's question. What's that got to do with anything? Well, this is what it has to do with it. You and I have got to watch and pray. It's like I said a minute ago. You can't imagine how many people in the last 30 days have said to me, oh, Pastor, you're getting all shook up about all this. God is God, and he's going to have whatever he wants to have happen, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. Oh, yeah, you can. It was not God's will that James was beheaded. That was not God's will. He was the pastor of the church. Well, don't you know, Pastor? He just died a martyr. Isn't it just wonderful that Pastor James died a martyr? No, it's not wonderful. He had a wife. He had kids. He was the leader. And that interrupts the plan of God. It doesn't stop God. But what we forget is God set things in order in this world. And he said, this is how this world is going to happen. And this is how everything's going to work. And I'm not going to violate it because I'm the one that set it in order. And if I violate it, then you can't trust me to be who I said I am. And right now, it's the five foolish virgins that are letting the homosexuals into the church to function. They were Christians. They were born again. They're in the church. No, the people that are letting them in are people that have obtained a position in the church. And yet they're opening the doors to homosexuality to come in and function in the church. They once were wise virgins. They once had enough oil. They once did something to be promoted to a position of leadership in the church and be where they are. But God says today, depart from me. I never knew you. That's horrendous Sunday. That's horrendous. But homosexuality is very blatant, and it's very, very militant and very violent. And so, in Jesus' name, that doesn't happen to anybody we know. But I am reading you the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Mary said, I thought the marriage supper hasn't happened yet. It's not happened yet. That's why I'm saying this. I am showing you tonight, this battle is going on in this earth right now. And this battle is having an effect on you and me. It's affecting our mind. It's affecting our hearts, our spirits. It's affecting our courage, our boldness. It's affecting how much we're sowing or where we're sowing. It's affecting our ability to function like we really should be able to function. And I'm not against humans. I want everybody to know Jesus. But I am a watchman on the wall today saying to all of us, hey, there is a real war going on out here. And it has a real effect on everybody's life. This is a serious battle. This is a serious battle. And it is going to get worse and worse. You know, every time I say that, people are like, well, I thought we was faith people. You shouldn't say it's going to get worse and worse. Well, all right, let me say it this way. According to the word of God, it's going to get worse and worse. According to our faith, you and I have to fight harder and harder, more focused and more focused. Because what are you going to do? If it's your family's member that comes and says, I'm now a homosexual, or I'm now whatever they call them that are lovers of animals and marrying their dog and their cat. What are you going to do? Because now you got to stand up for this book, and you got to stand up for God, and you got to help them. And see, this is the effect of this day that we live in. This day that we live in is a horrendous day. And this story of the five wise and the five foolish virgins, when you look at what the defining factor was the ones who had more than enough oil. Well, what is oil in the Bible except the Holy Spirit? Amen. And if you and I are not living in the realm of the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, then we're going to come up short when the trumpet blows. Well, you might say, well, Pastor, I'm born again. That means I automatically get in. No. No, it doesn't. I've shown us 50 verses that says, no, it doesn't. No. No, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Yeah. The righteous shall be saved. Those who are going all the way to the end. Now, let's see this. Explain where these virgins went to meet the bridegroom if they were not going to the supper. All right. Well, you know, Mary, this is a Jewish tradition, and it has come to me tonight while we're here, probably over a year ago, my mom recommended a video for all of us to watch. And it was about a Jewish wedding. And I'm going to see if I can find that. And if I can, then I'm going to bring it to us tomorrow night. And I'm going to play it right here on the program. Okay? I can only play it in Zoom. So I'm going to need you to be here on time, 7 o'clock, Zoom ready, and be in Zoom with me so that I can play that video for us, because it is an excellent video that teaches what this is talking about right here about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Because Now, I'm going to let that film explain it. A Jewish wedding is a whole lot different than what an American wedding is. That's what many people in America don't get. They're like, well, you know, what's this mean? You know, literally, in Jesus' time, the bride would get herself ready when it was getting close to time, and she would literally sleep in her dress so that when the sound of the bridegroom came, she could get up and go immediately. But there's the whole thing. But anyways, I'm going to do that tomorrow night. If I can find it, I'll let you know in the family thread. And it'll be a great lesson in this. You're not going to want to miss it. So I'll search it up. I'm pretty sure I can find it. And then I will bring it to us tomorrow night. But like I said, it'll only be in Zoom. You won't be able to see it on the other platforms because I won't be able to play it there publicly. On my Zoom channel, this is like my private room, my private house, my private church building, and I could show it to you there, and there would be no violation of the copyright on that. Now, let's go back to our teaching here, because Isaiah chapter 60. The purpose of what I'm saying tonight is every bit of this news has an effect on us. Now, it's like this story that you're talking about right here. Sister Sunday, can you come on and just tell that story about what you're talking about? Because I did not see it.
Oh, about the church itself?
Yeah, what happened?
The congregation were murdered. They were slaughtered. It's in Nigeria. The Christians are being just slaughtered over there. They've got a war against them, and they're killing. They were like that lady minister. She was beat up, tortured, and then burnt. And she was still alive when they burned her. I read that the other day. I could not believe it.
And this is current. This is happening in our day.
Yeah. The one about the church I just read tonight. And it showed pictures
on the radio.
Yeah.
Network. They said that God said, the idea is very dangerous. And then Biden took them off to them.
Yeah. Well, so let me say this about what you're saying about Africa. I had a great missionary to French-speaking nations who would come to my church and mission. And he would come through regularly. And one year he came, and he had a pen. Hold on just a second. You know, like this. He had a pen like this that would be like a Bic pen, right? And he handed it to me, and it was all decorated and on a little piece of string. And I'm like, you know, what is it, John Paul? And he said, this pen was made by a Christian who was imprisoned for his faith. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And it was very, very beautifully decorated. And I said, well, what is it? He said, those are rice bags that they cut in pieces. And then they weave around the pen and they sell the pen so they can have money. But he said he only gets a certain, they give him a bag of rice, and that bag of rice has to last them this long, and that's all they get to eat. And I spoke to him the next year. He said, yes, that man was killed since last year when I gave you that pen. I'm like, wow. And he said, from the last time I was with you to this time, one of my major churches in Nigeria had a church of about 250 people. They had a building. They had a sound system. It was a growing, developing church in a community. And he said, all of a sudden, we got a report that they were being driven out of their church. And he said, then somebody sent a picture that it was being burnt to the ground and the church was burnt to the ground. So he began to say, well, where are all the people, you know? And a majority of them were killed. And one day, the pastor of the church finally got a hold of Jean-Paul. And he said, Jean-Paul, I'm all by myself. My wife was murdered. My children went with me into the jungle where we were hiding. My youngest baby I held in my arms till she died of starvation. My other children died. It's just me who's left. This is the missionary I know. He told me this story in like 2007, 2008. Now, what you and I don't realize is this atrocity has been going on for years, and nobody's been doing anything about it. And these people have been dying for their faith all along. You and I don't have to die for our faith because America is a free nation and we have religious freedom. That's why we fight so diligently for religious freedom. When you come on here, I am in battle array, a war against these wicked politicians that are destroying, trying to destroy this nation. Because their effort is to silence our mouths. Communism, socialism, Marxism, none of the isms work until they destroy the middle class and they destroy the church. If they can destroy the middle class and the church, then they got the nation. Well, that's what the pandemic was for, was to destroy the middle class. Look at 60,000 mom and pop businesses in the state of Michigan closed since the pandemic and will never reopen. 60,000. That is a huge number. And what did they do? Told the church they couldn't meet. I love and respect Dr. Barclay so much because about 5 days into it, they sent him and five other pastors sent a notice to Governor Granholm saying, you ain't doing this to us. We're going to meet. And if you want to fight, bring it. And when they finally went to court and she sat across the table, she said to these five men, give them whatever they want. I don't want this fight with them because these are men of God. And the next thing that happened is somebody's going to fall over dead. You might say, Pastor, I come here tonight to be built up. Well, this is the building up that I'm giving you. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. But I got a word for you. If you don't have any oil, your light's not going to shine. And what is the oil? The oil of our light is the Holy Spirit of God. There's a whole lot of people in this day that are like, well, all that stuff about the Holy Spirit, that isn't really important. It's not, you don't have to do all that. And there's no reason to have the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and cast out demons. Well, Paul said that the power of God is what the gospel is. And if you're ashamed of the Holy Spirit or afraid of the Holy Spirit or you don't want all he has for you, you're going to be one of those that are going to end up with no oil. Well, Pastor, that's pretty bold. It's not bold. I'm just reading the Bible. Look at Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise and shine. You can't shine unless you have a light that is filled with fuel. And our fuel is the power of the Holy Spirit working in our life. That means open to the Holy Spirit. That means every day saying, Holy Spirit, I'll have everything you have for me. Fill my cup, Lord. Burn me bright. So that I can be. Keep reading. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. What's his glory? It's the Holy Spirit of God. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. That's what I've been reading, is the darkness. And deep darkness, the people of this earth. But the Lord will arise in you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Go with me to Matthew chapter 5. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this powerful word tonight. Because you and I have got to see that this day is here. It won't be long. Oh, no. Anybody, Mary, anybody that's praying, Holy Spirit, I'll have all of you that I can have. I want everything that you have for me. It's not being able to say I can flow in all nine gifts. It's not saying I have all the fruit perfected. Doesn't say, it's not saying if I can speak in tongues, prophesy, that is the Holy Spirit. You and I waking up every day saying, Holy Spirit, I'll take everything you got for me. Fill me to overflowing. That is what keeps you full. It's not about tongues. I'm not making this message about tongues. I'm making this message every day you and I live. We have got to be saying, fill me to overflowing with everything you've got. And spend quality time with God. Get your hand in the air saying, fill me, Holy Spirit, fill me. I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I shut everything else off in my life, and I receive your blessed, wonderful power of the Holy Spirit. See, just me saying that right now, I can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit just going all over my life right now. Why? Because I'm serious about it. I'm serious about it. I want every bit of what the Holy Spirit has for me. Now, let's keep reading. This is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Matthew 5, 13 through 16. See, the problem is there's a lot of Christians that's like, I'm going to run and hide. Amen. Amen. That's there's the answer right there, Mary, to this point. I am pleased, and I definitely would like more. That's the truth. Well, here's the reality of it. The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than the whole Corinthian church. And I wish you all spoke in tongues as much as I do. Well, it's not about you just speaking in a tongue. That's not what it's about. It's about you being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Paul was just making a statement about, this is how I am filled with the Holy Spirit like I am. So then what do you and I take away from that? You and I take away every day. We wake up and say, Holy Spirit, I'll have everything you have for me and for my life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, what happens then? What happens is now you got a wide open request from the Holy Spirit of God to fill your life and fill you to full and overflowing every day. Well, now what does that do? That gives him the access to now come to you and fill you. When you think about the story of the five wise and the five foolish virgins, the five foolish virgins did not take a vessel of oil with them. The five wise did. Now watch this. Let me put it into a revelation for everybody that's in this day so you can understand this a little more better for our generation than the wise and the foolish with a lantern and oil. Have you ever been anywhere and had your cell phone battery run out? And you looked around and you're like, has anybody seen my cell phone charging wire? And then it's like, man, I got to get me one of them battery packs so I always have more than enough juice. Now you're the kind that just says, well, what the battery runs dead, it runs dead. I'll charge it back up. It doesn't matter. See, I'm not telling you got to have a charged battery so you can be on Facebook every minute of the day. What Jesus is telling us is on that day, there are going to be people who do not have their battery charged effectively. There are going to be people who do not have the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life. And I turned from that page. Let's just go back there. I want to read it. It says Matthew 25, verse 8. Watch this. This is a powerful verse. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil in our lamps. Some of your oil, or our lamps are going out. And what did it say? What did they say? They said, no, we're not going to give you our oil. Now wait, if you look in your Bible, these are red letter words. These are red letter words. This is Jesus the Christ saying this. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Literally, the wise virgins are saying, wait, we came prepared to be here however long. You be prepared. And no, you don't get to take mine away from me because you are not prepared. Keep reading. And while they went to buy, they knew where to go to get the oil. The foolish knew where to go to get the oil. They just didn't do it. And while they went, the bridegroom came. That would be Jesus. And those who were ready. See, that's what Jesus' whole teaching is. You don't know the day or the hour. Be ready. Be watching. Be alert. Be ready. Be filled with the oil. Be filled with the presence and power of God. And while they went, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And the door was shut. See, in that day, you'll see it tomorrow. And that day, there's only certain people that are invited in the wedding. And you'll see it. It's not a movie. It's an explanation in human form acted out. It's an explanation of what this story is all about. Afterward, the other virgins came saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Pastor, you're making me feel like I got to stay ready. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And so do I. We got to stay watching. We got to stay alert. We've got to stay ready. We got to keep our lamps trimmed and lit and burning and more than enough oil on the inside of them so that we can move when God says move. And it used to be that people would say, well, but I go to church. This isn't about going to church. You anybody here can say, well, you know, I go every night. Thank you. I appreciate it. I honor you. I respect you. I appreciate that seed. I really do. And so does God. Are you just doing your time? Or are you here grabbing and gaining and learning? Or are you here bringing your supply? That's what I believe most of us here are doing, is we're coming saying, wait, I got a supply, and I bring that faith right here, right now. See, not only then, what that tells us is, not only are you ready, but you're bringing extra so that the house is ready and faith is in this house. And now what is it? You got X-ray. It's splashing over. We can't get away from this teaching. If you do the parable of the talents, wow, I'm way out of time. The parable of the talents, which is verses 14 through 30, where Jesus gave a talent to him, and then he went away, and then he came back, and the one guy had five made ten, the guy that had two made four, and the guy that had one hid it. And Jesus literally took away the talent that was hidden from him and cast him into outer darkness because he did nothing with the talent that's his. This is why I'm saying to every one of you, no matter what you've been trained before, that was Matthew 25, 14 through 30. No matter what's ever happened to you, thank you, Sunday, 14 through 30. No matter what religious indoctrination has happened, you have the ability to come here every night and say, God, I bring me and my faith and my gift here to be used by you. That's why it's in that confession. To be a blessing to others. What are you now a part of? You are now a part of the presence and the power of Almighty God flowing through you to help make this community of faith, this healing room that God said it is. And you're a part of it. And now, not only do you come saying, I am willing, God, use me. Use my faith tonight to transform another world. Think about Brother Roger. Every night says, may a hundredfold return happen and more nations, all the nations of the world. What is he doing? He's showing up, speaking boldly. Every time Sister Rebecca comes in, she says, I bless you, and I bless the community of faith. What are you doing? You're coming in and saying, I'm here, and I'm going to be a blessing while I'm here. That comes from a heart that is filled to overflowing. You have more than enough to give to somebody else. Now, everybody's going to have a day where you're going to wake up. You don't even know if you got off on the side or the end. You don't even know what side of the bed you was on. I woke up yesterday. I was tired all day long. Sister Leanne and I hadn't seen a guy for 2 years up here. And we were at Walmart, and there he was. He just walked out and pointed at me, man. There he was, walked right over. You know the first thing he said? Wow, brother, you look really tired. I'm like, well, geez, thanks a lot. I was tired. I don't know why. Who knows? Didn't sleep right or something, but whatever. This is the point. On those days, it's not whether or not you're human. It's in the middle of your humanity that you say, here I am, Lord. Use me. I might feel like I'm dragging my feet trying to get inside the door, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to stand boldly for you and for your name. Well, the five wise virgins went into the marriage supper. In the parable of the talents, the guy with five that doubled them, he said, enter into the joy of the Lord. The guy that had two and doubled them, he said, enter into the joy of the Lord. The guy that had one and did nothing with it, God took it away from him and gave it to the guy with ten. And in the parable of the talents, I don't know if it's the talents. Yeah, it's a talent. He gave him command over more cities. He made him ruler. Gave him more responsibility, not less. Gave him more opportunity to serve and to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. You and I are doing a mighty work right here every day. That's why you hear me say it all the time. Speak these words out loud boldly with me. Why? That's you using your faith during this program to say, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom's already come. The kingdom's within you and me. But we're speaking, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And what's that do? That puts you, that locks you in. Is saying, I'm here, Jesus. Use my faith. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know if I've got great faith. Well, guess what? There's only one way to get great faith, and that's to begin to use it. Faith is like a muscle. God has given to every man a measure of faith, and what's important is that you're using your measure. It's a sad day on the other side. I can see it coming. I've been a leader in the kingdom now for 20 years, and I can see it coming. I've seen people that are go-getters. They're not out where everybody sees them, but they're go-getters. They're hard chargers. And when they get to heaven, they're going to have a crown like ain't nobody ever seen. That crown's going to be amazing. Why? Because they did the work that God gave them to do. But then I've seen others who they ain't doing nothing for God. And you can't get them to do anything for God. And when you try, they're like, leave me alone. I come to church. That's all that they'll ever be. Well, these verses on that day standing before Jesus, that's alarming. That's alarming. God has given every one of us somebody to be a blessing to. You might say, I don't have anybody personally. No, you may not, but you do here. And every time you show up here in faith with a shout, with a glory, putting in a verse, saying amen, saying a prayer, standing in faith, speaking the faith confession with us, you are making this work happen. And now, Father says, not only does he say thank you, he says, and I've got a hundredfold return waiting just for you because you did this for me. I was talking with somebody today. I cannot imagine what it's going to be like, because Jesus said, if it were possible, even the very elect would go astray. I don't know what that means. And guys, if this, what you and I are seeing today, what we've just talked about today, if this isn't even the last day, the end, what is it going to be like when it says the very elect would go astray? Except absolute mass deception everywhere. Every one of us, you, me, every one of us, have got to be so certain we know what we're doing. You and I got to lock arms so bold and so confident in the word that nothing breaks it or tears it down. We allow nothing to get in between us. And we just stand boldly. Then it won't matter. I think about how many churches have never returned to being a church. The pastor couldn't seem to get social media going. And they literally have closed their doors. There's a bunch of them. I'm sure God was glad they closed their doors because of the wickedness and the perversion that they were beginning to preach and say. And so I'm sure those churches went down. There was good places that they just allowed themselves to get in too much debt and get themselves overextended in too many ways and never made it. And the people never got around the pastor and said, come on, let's stand together and make this happen. And they're not strong. May God help those men of God find a place to minister and be strong. And may God help every one of us, you and I, to be bold and to be strong and to see the vision. Ask him every day, help me see the vision of the community of faith. It's not just for me to see. He'll show the vision to every one of us if we truly want to know what the vision is. And so I thank you. I look at every one of you that's here, Sunday and Phyllis and Kathy and Roger and Felicia and Brother Dan and Mary and Rebecca, Sister Leanne. I'm not sure who else is here. I've not seen anybody else except you guys, but those of you on YouTube with us, those of you that join us later at your time slot where you can be a part of this, thank you for being with us. Those of you in 42 nations around the world, and I would love to be able to see that we're in every state of the nation. Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, wait, I want to share this with you. Watch this. Over the last 30 days, minutes were viewed on Facebook right here. People clicked on a 1 minute video. Three point two thousand of people that came and was a part. Well, some of you are on Facebook every day. But the 4 or 5 of you that go over there can't make 3,000 of those engagements. That's what's happening over there on Facebook on a regular basis. That's Facebook. Let's go to let's go now to YouTube. I just got my diagnostics, my analytics here on YouTube. Hold on. That's not true. Not the right page. On YouTube. I don't know how long this is. Well, 9,000 views on YouTube. Even if that's from the beginning, that's a lot of views. 2,100 hours worth of viewing. Yeah, that's right. There we go. Many of our programs on YouTube, even though I don't see it, are at over 40 views. Our the people that are just clicking on it and seeing it, 83,000 views. What does all this mean, Pastor? This means that there's a lot of people coming by and stopping by to see what we're doing. And it's not just me. It's us. So if tonight you feel like this message is to you and I'm coming down on you about your commitment here, please do not feel that way at all. You guys are the choir. I'm preaching to the choir, I know. But this message is so important to all of us. Because it is of absolute importance that we get rid of every bit of the world in our life. I can't imagine the perversion that's getting ready to hit this world. I've never seen this month so advertised by everybody to be a part. I've just never seen it. It's wicked. It's perverse. It's an abomination. It's God hates it. He detests it. But with so many people agreeing with it and talking about it, it's giving it great strength. And you and I now have got to deal with that effect of that. There it is right there, Felicia. That means there's a lot of people hungry for the word. And here's the reality about sexual perversion. It doesn't matter whether it's homosexual or heterosexual. When it's perversion, it has no ability to satisfy. It has no ability to satisfy. The thrill or the joy of a sexual experience lasts for seconds compared to the violation of the soul. I encourage you tonight, if you're involved in any type of sexual perversion, please don't say it publicly. That is completely, absolutely out of order to do that. But if you contact Sister Leanne and I, one of us, the ladies contact Sister Leanne, the men contact me. It doesn't matter what part of that it is. We'll help you get free so that there's no more effect of that in your life. It's going to become one of the most perverse things you've ever seen because they're giving them access to just out in the public be whatever they want to be. And if you say anything or do anything or treat them wrong, then you're going to be the one. And may God help us be the light, the bright, shining light of peace and love and gentleness and the fruit of the Spirit so that they will want what we have. And they'll be able to look at their own life and say, this is a mess. And look at these people. They don't have a mess. And I want what they have. But see, that comes back to that same whole statement again, that if you're filled with church and religion, people won't want that. If you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, because the power of the gospel sets you free in Jesus' mighty name. That's my last verse, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 is fastly in this day become a very important chapter to us. Romans 1, 16, 17, and 18. Romans 1, 16, 17, and 18. Wow, I'm just going. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're just going tonight. We receive this word in our lives tonight. Help us be the arms of love. And yet the power of the Holy Spirit that sets free in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, in the gospel, the good news, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. If you don't have faith, that righteousness can't be revealed in there. If you just got church, this verse isn't going to work. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. You believe he is, and you believe he rewards you when you diligently seek him. Jesus said it. When I return, will there be faith left on this earth? Well, why would he say that? Except there's going to be a great challenge to faith. Not to churchianity. Churchianity is going to happen until the end. Dr. Sutton showed us that. The just shall live by faith. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. God's wrath is revealed. There's no changing of the time period here. There's no verse here that says, now in the end of time, this is all going on at the same time. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God himself has shown it to them. since the creation of this world. The invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made of Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Nobody have an excuse. Nobody. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened by a choice. But because it says they know God, but they choose not to. Professing to be wise, they become fools and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things and snakes and critters. Therefore, God gave them up to the uncleanness of their mind and their hearts to dishonor themselves. And God gave them over to their vile passions. You and I are going to stay strong in the power of God. And even though that's going to go on, the wrath of God will be revealed against it. Amen, Mary. Never too old to learn from the truth of God's word. What you love about God is the kingdom of God. Time doesn't have any effect on the kingdom. It's not you go to 12 grades and now you know something. It's Jesus' words. To you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. How? Because to him who has revelation, more will be given. But if you don't go for the revelation, then even what you have will be taken away. It's what Jesus said. And that's why he said, take heed what you hear, how you're hearing, who you're listening to. One of the great leaders of our day, fallen down before the wicked again today. It's sad. It's sad. And when you see it, you just have to look at him and say, never listen to that guy again. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. And hopefully they'll return from their wicked ways and come back to God. But wow. The reality is when they start accepting all of this sexual perversion, there's no way that it won't begin to manifest in their churches. And that enemy will just rip and tear, because once you accept it and no longer confront it, then it's just, yeah, it has free access to function. And it will. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek and to us. We're not ashamed. Help us, help our hearts be open to help these who are bound. But may we never forget that they're bound because they don't want to be free. And may our hearts be wide open to those who want to be free. And may we declare, the eyes of our understanding will be flooded with enlightenment. We'll be able to look at them and say, oh, you want to be free, don't you? And they'll say, yes, I do. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Not going to play a game with anybody else another day. We're not going to smile at their perversion, because you don't. We're going to stand as the bold light, because we know that light drives out darkness every time it shows up. The very nature of light is an absence of darkness. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the revelation every day by the sun. The sun comes up across the horizon, darkness flees, and darkness cannot return until the sun goes down on the other side of the earth. Such a simple process. We can see it every day, and we choose to be the light in the mighty name of Jesus. Our family and friends to be able to see you in us. Help them be able to see your hand and your love and your blessing in us. And yet, may we never fail to speak your word boldly so that thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen. Let's receive our communion elements together. Thank you, Felicia. That is the power of receiving the communion elements every day. Because once again, we always say, your body that was broken. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised. We're speaking every part of this communion service is the word of God. And as we say it, you are speaking God's word over your life. And when you look back, every one of us, as we look back, there's the power of it. You ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. Thank you, Father, for this time of communion. Minister to every person who's here. I'm going to read the verses, and then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. I'll give you 2 minutes of instruction. We'll bless the elements, and we'll receive them together. Our dear sisters have put in the verses for you on each of the platforms, and thank God for that. And you'll be able to see exactly where we're going. That's what I was trying to say. Stray thought, but don't follow it. Squirrel. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. Not me examine you. Not you examine me. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. God's perfect love has been perfected among us. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is the head. We're the body. So we are. Perfect love. Cast out fear. And the torment, the trauma that goes with it. Say it with me. Trauma, we bind your effect in people's lives right now tonight, and they receive the communion elements with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. What's the purpose of that test? So you can see if you're in the Lord. You don't take communion until you've been born again. And once you've been born again, when you come to receive communion, you examine yourself under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because if your heart unforgiveness, or you got bitterness, or you got hatred, maybe you've been in strife all day or something, you got to get that right with God, which is what this whole process is about. The church has said, stay away if you've sinned. Well, you don't stay away from the blood. If you've sinned, you run to the blood. You don't run from communion, you run to it. Spirit of religion that told you to run away. Spirit of God says, no, present yourself. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, because it'll have a damaging effect on you. Sin produces death. And you begin to lose the miracles that you've received. Gone to preaching. Pray this prayer with me. All my Zoomers, kick your mic on and come live, and let's pray the prayer together, the prayer of salvation. Everybody pray it. If you're at home, pray it. If you're coming back to God, pray it. You've prayed it with us 1,000 times. Pray it again, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And that's the answer for all of us to be effective in walking with God in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life. It's okay. I need my Zoomers. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Put your hands up and say, and I receive you into my life right now. All of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, something's going on inside. Can't tell whether this is a feeling or an emotion. What is it? It is the entrance of his word produces light. Jesus is the light of the world, and you just said, Jesus, come into me. All of your love and your mercy, all of your grace and your righteousness, you just invited him to fill you with that. So now you're full of that. And you can use that to fight the battles with me. Woo! It's a great revelation, because you win. You fight it in your own strength, you may not win. You fight it in Jesus' strength, and you will win. And in Jesus' righteousness. And that's what's going on. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. So fear just left, and faith came in its place. Yeah. Why? Because that's God's way, and that's God how he does it. You know, the beginning of our noon prayer today, we was reading 2 Corinthians, said, from among them and be separate. Well, God would be unjust to ask you to do that and then not give you the power to do it. God said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. And then he gave us the blessing so we could. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name. From this day forward, how do you live as a believer? You wake up every morning. You look up into that. If it's dark when you wake up, you look up in the darkness of that bedroom and say, help me walk with you today, Lord. And he will. And he will. You stop at noon and say, thank you for being with me today, Father. And build a relationship between you and the Father. Every day, all day long, him encouraging you and instructing you and showing you what to do, which will add to your faith all of the ingredients necessary to live in this day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, all my information, my email address and website's right there in the context, the notes section of this program. Every program has it. Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. It's always there for you to be able to find us on the website or our email. So we can be a blessing to you. We have hundreds of hours of videos that will instruct you in the way in which you should go. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's receive communion together. Get your elements, some bread and some water. Good night, Kathy. We love you. We receive you. We thank God for you. Thank you for being our sister in the Lord. Those of you that's on Zoom, and use your help to speak this prayer with me in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. I, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
This time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
Chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
On you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
My mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
Your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
Right here in this community of
in
faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. And now we receive the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
Most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Forever in my life.
Forever in my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
In the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
every plague has passed over my
life. And cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Or any other blemish.
Or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus. Mighty name.
In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Sister Sunday. I always appreciate it when the Zoomers come on. It's always good when there's a whole bunch of you because it makes it sound like church because that's what it is. Let's sing together. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you know, in all of the word tonight, there was a great warning, but there was also a great joy and great thrill because you and I can see that we're walking every day in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. And it just lets us know we are walking with God. And glory be to God. I present myself every time I come here with everything within me to be a blessing to everyone that's around us. And when we do, now 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10, 12, 15 of us, we're accomplishing a great work in God because we're in that point of agreement as partners together in the things of God in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. And I just so appreciate every one of you being here and being a part. Thank you so much, Sunday, for praying prayer with us. Thank you, everybody, for receiving communion with us and being a vital part of what has happened here at the Community of Faith. And you look at those diagnostics, man, Mert, this thing is happening, and you and I don't even know how, but it doesn't matter. We speak it done in Jesus' name. Believers' lives all over the world, right here in America, will be blessed by the things of Almighty God in Jesus' mighty name. All right, fellas, you're going to read that verses to us?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's my honor and privilege. Thank you. Verse 20 of Jude. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who to eternal life. Okay. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling,
thank you,
Jesus, faultless,
thank
for
you,
the presence of his glory,
thank you,
exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Oh, I love the Bible. I love God's word. I love everything about that.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. What's it like in Louisiana tonight?
It's wonderful tonight.
What's wonderful? Because wonderful here is about 52 degrees. Is that what you have?
Oh, I'm talking about it's wonderful because I get to share the word of God with you and you're preaching and reading the Bible. Yeah, I get to share it with you tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're glad to have you with us. And we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, and then the last verse I have, I'm going to actually pop it up on the screen here because I like us to all be able to say it together. And where did it go? There it is.
It disappeared. Oh, there it is.
There it is. And this verse is right here. Everybody say this with me. I sow my time, talent, and treasure into the kingdom today. Peter said to Jesus, see, we have left all and followed you. Jesus answers and says, assuredly, I say to you, everyone who leaves house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, you shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and lands, income and salary, with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. I receive the 100-fold of all my life and energy that is laid up in harvest form in heaven. I put it to work on earth to preach the gospel and save lives around the world. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, heads up here. I sent my email out to the Wilkins Radio, so probably in another day or so, I'll have a response, and then we'll know exactly what our process is and how to just jump in there and go. I'm fired up about the word of God that he's given to us. And let's see what God's going to do in this power. And then we're preaching the gospel. What's amazing is Kansas City has a potential viewing audience or listening audience of 2 million people. Does anybody want to claim all of them with me?
I'll claim it with you. I will.
Now, Kansas City is the headquarters to the Assembly of God Church, I believe. So it's very interesting that that's the place where God keeps saying to me to go, but that's all right. We'll just go do it. And we'll speak the word of God he's given us and just see where God takes this thing in Jesus' mighty name. And this is what we know. Here am I, Lord. Send me.
Here am I, Lord. Send me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. All right. Well, that's all we got tonight. It's not all I got to say, but it's all I'm going to say. Say again?
I wanted to sing the song for you.
What?
Do we have time?
Sure. Well, wait, let me do this. Let me do this. Let me get my, let's get Brother Dan's with us. Hey, there's Brother Dan over there on Blog Talk Radio, over here on YouTube. I want to get say this is what I'm going to say to YouTube. We love you. God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Come back and be with us. I like to keep YouTube just to the message and the communion so that everybody knows that they can show up just for that.
That's a good idea because I don't have any copyrights to the song.
So we're going to, yeah, let's do that too, Phyllis. Hold on just a second. Those of you on Facebook, we don't have copyrights, so see you in a while. All right, have at it. Brother Dan's with us on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, says Phyllis, what you singing?
You remember the song after I get started. What is you want who came to slay the heart and soul of every man? What is you want who knows my weakness?
It is me strength with thine own soul. The Lord prepare me. Sanctuary. Pure and holy. God and true. With thanksgiving. Second verse. Keep it under 3 minutes, but that didn't take 3 minutes right there, so that's good. Thank you, Phyllis. I haven't heard the verses. Matter of fact, I actually heard a couple different verses than what you sang.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't more verses, but that's the only two that I've heard.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much. You said you was going to do it. You did it. Love it.
Listening to me, honey.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for being here and being a part of what we're doing. God is doing a new thing, and I don't know if you feel like, I hope you don't feel like it too much. I'm not being clingy, but I am holding on to all of us very tightly, because in this day that we live, we have got to stand together one with another in Jesus' mighty name, no matter what. We've got to stand together and be strong and take care of each other. You know, I appreciate you saying that. I don't have the rights, because just before the program started, I got a message from somebody saying, you don't have rights to this music. And I'm like, I haven't even played any music. What are you telling me that for? So thank you for reminding me, Phyllis.
So I have to do it.
Well, and you know, honestly, they will literally block out the video and it won't be able to be played.
I'm not on Facebook anymore. So the only time I'm going to catch you is on Zoom.
All right. That's cool. We like you on Zoom.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bless you, Felicia. Sunday, Roger, Brother Dan, Sister Rebecca, Sister Leanne, all y'all. We sure do love you, and we'll see you again real soon. A few of you, we'll see you in just a couple minutes on Read the Word.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Can't make no comments on that.
Well, you can on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot.
Yep. You got you got about 25 minutes to make comments. So have it. And I'll make sure you got the link before I go live. So, all right, talk to you guys soon. Love you. Brother Dan, are you still there?